Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Klayim, Perik Tes, Mishnah Vav, Teufre Kisus. Teufre means to sew. Maybe you remember that from the Lama Tes Malachas. Teufre Kisus, tailors that sew garments that are shatnes, Teufre Kedarka. They can tailor the garments the regular way. Sometimes when a tailor sews, he like places the what he's sewing over his lap or over his knees while he's working. That's not a problem. Although it's shatnes, he's doing because that's how you work with it. Obulvad, as long as shelo yischavnu, he doesn't have kavana, he doesn't intend. When the sun is shining to protect him from the sun, ooh, it feels cool. Or b'kshamim b'neakshamim in the winter, feels warm. So again, there's an issa to wear shatnes and to cover yourself with shatnes. Isn't he covering himself with shatnes? And the answer is, there has to be some type of hana that he has when you're covering yourself. And if he doesn't intend to have any hana, then it's okay, even though right now it's laying on his knees. Still, like in the previous Mishnah, Vatznuyim, those that were machmer on themselves, Teifrim Ba'aretz. They said, if it's shatnes, I'm not going to drape it over my knees. They'll lay it down on the ground. It may be more uncomfortable that way, but they'll sew it that way. They won't put it on themselves. Let me ask you something. We learned earlier in Mishnah Beis, now, let's say there's someone, not the government. If it's the government, chas v'shalom, if it's a legal tax, you have to pay the tax. You're not allowed to try to get away with it. But stamazai, someone says, this is my turf. Anyone that passes by, whatever he holds in his hands, he has to pay taxes on. So you want to put it on to avoid paying the tax. So we said you can't. Why is that different? So the Batanura told us, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a dov Hashem is chav v'naser. Even if you don't intend to have any hana from it, your kavana isn't to wear it or to cover yourself with it. You're doing it for a totally different reason. It's still aser. And these two Mishnayos go with the sheet of Reb Shimon, who holds that a davar sheinu mischaven is mutter. As long as that's not your kavana, it's okay. Okay, so here, if you have a bar mitzvah shatel, maybe you can use this. The Rambam holds you can't put on the baggage in order to avoid this illegal tax. So Rambam passes like Reb Yehuda, that a davar sheinu mischaven is aser, right? But the Rambam also paskins that if you want to show the customer what it looks like, you can put it on. Wait, so how could he paskin over there like Rabbi Yehuda and here like Rabbi Shimon? You want to say the two Mishnayos are arguing with each other? Fine, one goes like Rabbi Yehuda, the other goes like Rabbi Shimon. But it appears the Rambam holds that both of the Mishnayos are going according to the same Shita, because he either paskins like one and not the other. So many of the Mefarshim explain that if your mom is putting it on, wearing it like regular clothes, you can't. Even Reb Shimon would hold you can't. But in these cases where just wants to show the customer what it looks like, and of course in the case of the tailor, you're not wearing it like regular clothes. There, when he wants to avoid the tax, the adrab, he's putting it on like regular clothes. That's the whole point. I'm wearing it. I'm not carrying it. So the Rambam, the emes holds like Reb Shimon. Tav Hashem is chav and his mutter. But even Reb Shimon holds that to actually wear it the way you would wear clothes, that you can't. This is discussed by the Beis Halevi and many others. Did you know that there's a famous story, the stipler was going to meet his possible zivik, the woman that he was going to marry, Taka married her, the Chazaynish's sister, and he had to travel from very far. When he got onto the train, he saw that the seats could have possibly been shatnes. And the stipler was machmer, and didn't want to sit on those seats. So he stood the entire night learning. The next day, when he sat down across the table to meet the Chazaynish's sister, he fell asleep in the middle. So she said afterwards, he fell asleep. So the Chazaynish said, let me find out what happened. When the stipler told him what happened, so the Chazaynish told her, that's the reason to marry him. You see what a tzaddik he is? And she listened. And that brought great bracha to Klal Yisrael. So some say on Purim, there was a bacher that was a little bold, and he asked the stipler, is it true that you fell asleep when you met your wife for the first time? So the stipler answered, it was Purim, remember, he said, I'm not the first. The first did it also. The boy was puzzled. What did the stipler mean? Until someone figured it out. Adam Arishan was also sleeping. The Pasuk says, that Hashem put Adam to sleep and then created Chava.